Previously on Heroes.
Hero says, with this sword, our life of legend begins.
Sword not there. Original owned by man named Lindemann.
He's a client of mine. Get your car, you're going back to Vegas.
You're going home. The charges against you have been dropped, Miss Sanders.
And as far as Linderman is concerned?
Don't worry about tomorrow's problems today.
Officer Parkman, we're enforcing a 6-month suspension. We're gonna need your gun and your badge.
Nothing in my life has been real. My dad obviously doesn't work in a paper factory.
He's gone now. You're okay. This is my friend. He's gonna make everything okay.
Mom? Claire? I was hoping you could tell me about my father.
Well, that's complicated. He's kind of a big shot.
Chapter 15, Run. Nathan takes a call.
Hello?
You might not remember me. We haven't spoken in a long time, but I just had... Our daughter just found me. Did you hear what I just said? She's alive.
Meredith.
We need to talk.
Nathan, are you still there?
It's been 14 years. I went to your funeral.
Look, that fire, it wasn't an accident. Someone was out to get me, and the police, they just assumed I was dead, so I ran.
And our daughter?
Well, she's got an angel on her shoulder, that one. She was adopted by a
nice family here in Texas. She's 16 now. She's beautiful. She got blonde hair like me,
and she is smart just like you.
Maybe one day she'll run for Congress.
The timing of your call 2 weeks before my election, that's not a coincidence, is it?
A child born out of wedlock, that's big news. You wouldn't want that to come out.
Ruin things for you.
How much do you want?
$100,000. Yeah. That ought to cover it.
I'll let you know where to send it.
Mr. Bennett helps a poorly looking Sandra into the house.
Nice and easy.
Mom, are you okay?
I've been better.
She'll be fine. Just needs a little rest. A little time to recover.
Recover from what?
She had an appointment with a neurologist. She ran some tests.
What kind of tests?
Your mother's been having some headaches.
Yeah, she's also been having some memory loss. Did you tell them that?
Of course, Claire. I'm handling it.
Her father goes, and Claire puts her arms around Sandra.
Don't worry, honey, I'll be fine. Mr. Muggles isn't worried, is he?
No, he's not.
Claire goes, and Sandra strokes Mr. Muggles with a glazed, vacant expression. Jessica's applying concealing makeup to the tattoo of the helix on her shoulder.
Dia won't be fooled.
Sure he will. Love is blind, and if last night is any indication, he won't be able to see anything for a long time.
Nick, baby, I gotta get going.
I'll be right there!
Matt and Janice Parkman, Los Angeles.
Oh, you look all Secret Service. Is this a standard issue for bodyguards?
Bodyguards? We're not called bodyguards anymore, honey. It's private security.
Whatever you want to call it, it's paying the bills.
Are we ever gonna talk about it?
Talk about what?
What we can do. Our powers. I just feel like we're supposed to be fighting crime or something.
That's true. But for now, can you just have fun at school, my young genius?
Yep.
All right, baby, there's a package for you up on the table.
Thanks.
Jessica swipes away the phone that's sitting on the package and rips open the envelope. Matt's checking his gun.
Are you taking your gun?
It's the difference between 500 and 350 a day. My carry permit.
You're not gonna need it though, right?
I'm basically a glorified babysitter. Nothing's gonna happen.
I hope not.
Thank God you called. Playing house is making me cranky. I understand. The guy stole his money, he wants him dead. Mr. Linderman wants, Mr. Linderman gets.
Outside an airport, Matt's holding up a sign for Mr. Malski.
I'm Malski.
Matt Parkman, here to protect you, sir.
Malski's photograph is in Jessica's envelope.
Bang.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Hero and Ando are trying to make themselves inconspicuous in Las Vegas. Ando says, I'd like to point out an observation here, Hero. We're back in Las Vegas, right where we started. Only this time we have to sneak into Lindemann's hotel.
We have less than 2 weeks to stop the bomb from destroying New York City.
Face it, Hero, it's a lost cause.
Ando, I will never give up, and neither should you. More than anything, a hero must have hope.
Fine. You figure out how to get into Lindemann's office. I will find hope.
As Ando walks out, he spots a woman in medieval costume, sobbing.
Excuse me. Are you okay, miss? Anything we can do to help?
No, I couldn't possibly. I mean, we're complete strangers.
I'm Ando. This is my friend, Hiro.
Hi. I'm Hope.
Ando's eyes widen and he grins from ear to ear. Matt's driving.
Where are we headed?
Diamond District, Broadway and 6th.
What a beautiful day to be in Los Angeles. Look at this weather and the air.
What's your name again?
Parkman. Matt Parkman.
Listen, Parkman, the job is simple. You drive me downtown, we meet a man, I make a deal, then you drive me back to the airport. You just make sure no one bothers me. That includes you. Knows how to, oh, this loser knows how to use his gun. Otherwise, we're both dead.
Having heard Malski's thoughts, Matt shifts uneasily. Mohinder Suresh, Brooklyn.
My name's Dr. Mohinder Suresh. It's very important that I speak with him. I assure you, my interest is legitimate.
My name is Dr. Mohinder Suresh.
It's really rather complicated to explain.
Dr. Mohinder Suresh.
This is a certain genetic trait. Hello? Have you noticed anything unusual about his
My
behavior?
Name's Dr. Mohinder Suresh.
He's still there?
Mohinder presses a button on his answering machine.
One. New message.
Hi. This is, Zane Taylor, Z-A-N-E, Taylor. I got your phone message and, something's happening to me. I can't control it. I think we need to talk. Please hurry. Can you come see me right away? It's really,
In a showgirl's dressing room.
5 minutes, ladies. 5 minutes.
We've dated for a few months. He lives in L.A. and comes to visit. And at first he was really sweet, but now he's just horrible. He even hit me once.
She shows Ando a bruise.
Your boyfriend did this to you?
I'm sorry.
I left this morning while he was sleeping, but I forgot my bag. It's pink and it has rhinestones on it, and it's got all my money and my credit cards, and even has my family photos in it. They're not care of place. I should go up there and talk to him. Maybe he won't be so mad.
No. We will do it.
Yeah? Excuse us, please.
Ando smiles at Hope and goes over to Hero.
What about our mission?
He hit her. She can't go back there. We'll sneak in, get her bag.
You want to break into a hotel room and steal a bag?
You said I needed to find Hope. It's a sign.
It's a coincidence.
Why is it that whenever you want to do something, it's our destiny? But when I want to do something, it's not important. Charlie, Linderman.
Charlie was special.
Hang on. Did you two say something about Mr. Linderman?
Yes. You know him?
Well, not personally, but everybody knows who he is. I know people who do.
That's great.
She can help us.
If we get your bug, can you introduce us?
Yeah, I can do that.
We still have a problem. How do we get past security?
I have an idea.
Sometime later, Ando's wearing a room service uniform and wheeling a trolley of food with a tablecloth over it.
Who's there?
Room service.
I didn't order room service.
Complimentary for high roller.
Ando pushes the trolley in.
Ah, very nice room.
Ando drops a couple of ice cubes into a glass.
How are you today?
Ando adds more and more ice.
You're done.
The guest shows him out, and after the door's been shut, Ando breathes a sigh of relief. With the guest in the bathroom, Hero appears from under the tablecloth. He peers around and hurries to the door to let Ando back in.
This is a terrible idea, all because you like this girl.
A hero does not have regrets.
We're wasting time. I should just go to Lindemann's office without you.
Hero opens the wardrobe and finds a shotgun.
We need to go. Now!
Guy, did you find Hope's bag? A hero never runs.
Stop saying the things I say to you. We have to leave.
No. All this time I have trusted you. Now it's your turn to trust me.
I have no powers.
A man does not need powers to be a hero.
We'll call the police. Come on, we're leaving. Now.
Fine.
Hero scurries out, but Ando stays inside. Hero goes back to the door and calls Ando.
Ando-ka! Ando-ka!
Ando puts his fingers to his lips and shuts the wardrobe doors. He gets on his hands and knees and finds a pink bag under the bed. Just as he's about to retrieve it, the guest comes out of the bathroom and Ando has to hide under the bed. Ando looks anxious as the man sits on the edge of the bed. Zane Taylor, Virginia.
Hurry. Please hurry. Oh, God. Hurry. Hurry. Please hurry.
Zane hurries to the door across the floor, which is covered in pools of metallic liquid.
Dr. Suresh?
It's Sylar.
Yes. Thank God. Immaculate.
Sylar steps inside and sees the pools on the floor.
I didn't think you weren't going to show. I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, look at what I'm living with. Yes, I see what you mean. I'm just a regular guy. I mean, I've never been different or special or... I mean, no one would even look at me twice walking down the street. I guess I should show you, right? What I do, you need to see it, right?
Yes, of course.
I haven't left the apartment for 3 weeks. A little crazy.
Zane places a saucepan on the floor. It
can get a little messy.
Sylar looks on. Angela's in Nathan's office.
We reap what we sow, Nathan. You have no one to blame but yourself.
I'll go down to Texas and handle it.
So close to the election? That'd be ridiculous. The press gets wind of this, especially on the heels of the Lindemann scandal.
I cared about Meredith once. I owe her more than a phone call. I owe them both. Besides, I'm this girl's father, Mom.
You're a glorified sperm donor. Don't get emotionally attached.
How can you be so cold?
Because I know you, Nathan. Beneath the gruff exterior, you're a sap. And the moment that young girl looks at you with the sad little weepy eyes, you're lost, you're finished. You'll start giving, she'll start taking until there's nothing left. So prioritize, Nathan. Wire the money to Texas. Focus on the people who really matter.
Claire's lying in bed, looking at the necklace her mother gave her. She hides it when Mr. Bennett comes in.
Your mother's resting. So I understand you and Zach cut school yesterday.
Mom said we could. It was for a report. We went to the aquarium.
With these tickets? Printed from your computer? These fake tickets, Claire?
You're spying on me?
I don't know where you were, and I don't want to know. You're a teenager. You need to assert your independence. But this behavior, it's unacceptable. You're grounded, young lady. You're to be home every day at 5 o'clock sharp until further notice.
What? You can't do that. You have no right.
I'm your father.
You're not my real father.
No, I'm not. But I'm as close as you've got, so you'll stay home at night until you earn our trust back.
Later, she makes a call.
Hi. It's me, Claire.
Do you have a second to talk about my father?
Oh, hey, Claire. I'm glad you called.
Talk about coincidence. I found your father.
You're kidding. What
did he say?
Well, after he got over the shock that we were both alive, he was actually kind of sweet. Said he'd be happy to help us out. Sounded real generous, too. Says he's going to fly right down from New York.
Well, I want to meet him.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know about that.
But he's my father.
Right. Well, why don't I talk to him and we'll see what he says.
You know what, Claire? I actually have to go, but I'll call you later, all right?
I love you.
Matt's escorting Mr. Malski, who's holding a briefcase. They cross the street and head through the open doors of a jewelry dealer's. Jessica's watching them, wearing sunglasses and a jet black trouser suit.
I've got the money. Let's see the diamonds.
Stones range from 2 to 9 carats. My offer is more than generous. Not that it matters. Lindemann's guy will be here soon. You won't get out alive.
Sir, please, we have got to get out of here right now. This is a setup.
What? How do you know that?
I just do. You have to trust me.
Malski empties a briefcase full of money.
I gotta run.
Jessica's in a lift, a gentle smile wavering across her lips.
My ex-employer. How do you know his name?
Never mind that. Why has he sent someone here to kill you?
Because I stole his $2 million. I should have been out of the country by now.
Oh, great. You stole the money.
How do you know? Please. You gotta get me out of here.
Jessica's holding a gun.
There's another one for you when you get me out.
No, you can't bribe me.
I don't want to die.
Two in the bodyguard. Then Malski gets one in the gut.
Matt unholsters his weapon. The lift doors open, and Jessica steps out onto an empty corridor.
This should be fun.
Heroes looking for hope.
All the work, he takes half the profit. I'm sick of it. No, I got these two Chinese guys to help me out.
Turned on the waterworks, and they were mine. Yep.
They're getting the suitcase as we speak. All right. I'll catch the bus from Prim and meet you in Barstow. I love you too, Leon. Oh, hi. I didn't see you come in.
You were on telephone.
With my mom. So, where's the bag?
We are not Chinese. We are Japanese.
Whatever. Where's the bag?
You are a bad person. You may fool Ando, but you do not fool me.
Thanks for the help, Sulu.
She punches him square in the face. Matt and Molsky are running down some stairs.
What are you doing? We can't stop you. Keep moving.
Jessica's racing down the stairs a few stories above.
This way, come on! Come on! Go to the elevator.
As Jessica walks past a mirrored sign, Nikki appears in the reflection.
You can't do this. You have to stop!
Don't worry, Nikki. I don't plan on being Little Miss Homemaker forever. Just gotta lay low for a while.
You're chasing two men with a gun in broad daylight. You call that laying low? This is my life. My child. You can't do this.
I have to. Somebody's gotta repay Linderman.
You made the deal to get me out of jail.
I couldn't leave it up to you, now could I?
Matt's overheard and makes a call on his mobile.
Who are you calling?
Back up.
You can't bring the cops into this. Terry, hey, it's Parkman. I'm working security. Diamond District 6 and Broadway. I got a shooter, possibly two. Send everyone you got.
Jessica shoots at them. Matt dives behind cover and returns fire. Matt and Molsky sprint off, and Jessica starts to give chase.
All right, you go to the other side of the building. Pops will be here soon. I'll buy you some time.
Jessica edges along a corridor with her gun at the ready. She spots the door to the stairs swinging shut. She opens the door and edges into the stairwell. She's peering down the flight of stairs when Matt puts a gun to her head.
Drop your weapon. Over the side, right now.
She does as she's told. He handcuffs her to the banister.
Okay. Where's your partner?
Partner?
Come on, your partner. I heard you arguing with her. Nikki, right? Where is she?
You heard Nikki.
Where is she?
She's probably killing Malsky. Right now.
Matt goes off and searches the floor, keeping his gun trained in front of him. Matt finds Molsky coming out of one of the cubicles in an open-plan office.
Fourth one over. Third one back. Fourth one over and over. Third one back. Fourth one over. Third one back.
Hey, there you are. Come on, let's go.
Me again.
What?
Jessica hurls Matt out of a window. She turns around and stares, steely-eyed, at Molsky. Matt's perched precariously on top of a sign. As police cars gather below, Matt starts to come too. He looks around and jumps back, seeing the long drop below. He starts to get to his feet and slips, but just manages to keep himself balanced on the sign. Claire's knocking at the door of her mother's trailer.
Claire? What are you doing here?
I have to see my father. You don't understand. I'll wait here all night if I have to. Why don't we take a walk?
It's my mom. She's sick, and I think it's bad.
Well, I'm so sorry. How can I help?
You said my father had money. You said he had power and that he wanted to help us. I thought maybe...
Oh, honey. I didn't mean that kind of help. I meant just money.
I don't understand.
Your daddy, he's, how do I explain this? When your daddy found out that I was pregnant with you... What I'm trying to say is that you can't count on him. He'll give us cash because that's easy, but anything else, he'll just disappoint you.
He doesn't even want to meet me.
Claire takes a seat next to her.
Please. Why'd you even tell me about him?
Because he wants to give us some money. $50,000, and you're entitled to half of that.
I don't want his money.
I'm heading back to Mexico for a while, so we're probably not gonna see each other. I want you to take real good care of yourself, okay?
Claire starts to go. Meredith takes a photo with her camera phone. Matt climbs through an open window back into the office building. He's confronted by the sight of Molsky's body, covered in blood and split in two. Police raise their weapons at him.
Police! Get your hands up!
I'm on the job. I'm on the job.
Hello, Zane Taylor?
Yes. It must be Dr. Suresh. Come on in.
Can I get you some tea?
Sylar lets Mohinder in.
Sorry it took me so long to get here.
No, it's no problem. Is Earl Grey okay?
Yes, that'll be fine. You, sounded rather alarmed on the phone. You seem to have calmed down some.
I had a kind of epiphany about it this morning. Are you familiar with Abraham Maslow, the peak experience?
No, I'm afraid not.
It's, a single moment that takes you out of yourself. Makes you feel very tiny or very large, to some extent one with life, or nature, or God.
I see.
It's like seeing all the pieces of a puzzle fit together. All this time, I was trying to fight it, deny it. But there is no shame in having this ability, is there?
None whatsoever. It would be like denying you had brown eyes.
Right. So, I guess that you want to see my ability.
Yes. I mean, I'm quite anxious to document it.
Sylar picks up a toaster and places some plastic sheeting underneath it. He places his hand on the toaster, and the metal above the grill begins to ripple. Suddenly, the whole thing melts into a pool of molten liquid. A limousine pulls up in the trailer park and Nathan steps out, holding up a slip of paper. He goes to Meredith's trailer and she gives him a half-hearted wave. Inside, they sit across from one another at a garden table.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry for the way things turned out. You know, I could have been a much better person back then.
You politicians, you sure know your way around an apology. You and me, we were never going to work out. In two different worlds.
Nathan reaches for an envelope in his jacket pocket.
Making up for the fact that I wasn't there for both of you. So, where is she?
Glenn, we just missed her.
Does she want to see me?
Yeah. I snapped a photo of her. Look how beautiful she is.
She opens the phone and looks at the picture.
Take a look, Nathan. Came here with her bags all packed.
She shows him the picture.
We're gonna rescue her from her tragic life. That sound familiar? I told her you're just here to pay your money and go. Did I speak out of turn? I could call her. I can get her to come back.
You did fine. You did just fine. I should probably.
Claire's listening outside the trailer. Claire peers out and watches Nathan head back into his waiting limousine. She picks up a rock and hurls it at the rear windscreen of the limo as it pulls away. The limo screeches to a halt and Claire runs away. Nathan looks out, but only sees a group of three boys milling about. He puts on some sunglasses as the limo pulls away. Mohinder looks around at the various melted appliances on the floor of the apartment.
Ability.
Well, it's like riding a bike for the first time. It's a little wobbly, and then I discovered something. A kind of peace. A sense of purpose that can only be described as destiny.
I'd like to take a DNA sample.
For me, okay. Sure.
Just swab it on the inside of your mouth.
The tea.
Silas distracted by a noise.
I just.
Silar takes the kettle off the hob.
Yes, that's right.
Silar crouches down next to the bloody body of Zane. He swabs the inside of the body's mouth. Mohinder edges towards the kitchen, but Silar cuts him off before he sees the body.
Thank you. You know, you should be careful who you talk to about this ability, Zane. There are some people who might not understand. I want to hurt you.
Why would anybody want to hurt me?
I don't know yet, but I do know this. There are others out there like you.
Really?
How many others?
Dozens. And those are just the ones I know about. With more time and research, I could find hundreds, thousands. But you're the first one who's returned my phone calls. But I am going to find them. All of them.
I could go with you. I could help you. Think about it. These people could need convincing. Who better to do that?
Mohinder glances down at a half-melted phone and smiles.
Andal, over here.
Hope's waiting by the hotel kitchen.
It. My hero.
I was trapped under bed. Your boyfriend is very large.
You mean ex-boyfriend. Come on. I need a ride to Prim, my mom's house. I'm sure she would love to meet you.
Where is Hiro?
Oh, I took him to meet the guy who could introduce him to Mr. Linderman.
He didn't wait for me?
Well, he said he didn't really need you anymore.
But I didn't even give you your bag yet. Why didn't you wait for me?
She kisses him lingeringly on the lips. Hiro's counting. One, two, three. He shoulder barges the door of the storeroom he's been locked in. He tries repeatedly, and each time bounces off and falls on the floor.
Ando, is that you? I'm locked in. She's an awful woman, and so strong. She punched me.
A man in a suit holding a gun opens the door. He shows Hiro a badge.
State Gaming Commission.
I come in peace.
I only saw the blonde, yes, but I heard them talking. I know.
At the diamond dealers.
I'm telling you, she was incredibly strong. She broke my handcuffs.
Any idea where the diamonds are?
You didn't find the case?
No. I guess the incredibly strong killer and her partner must have taken it.
The officer goes, and Matt opens his fist to find a single diamond. Matt paces the open plan office.
Third one back. Fourth one over, third one.
He steps up onto a desk and removes one of the ceiling tiles. In the cavity, he finds the briefcase containing the bags of diamonds. He picks them up.
What a joke. Can't even do a decent job as a rent-a-cop. He'll never wear a police badge again in his life.
Matt looks down at the bags of diamonds and, after a moment's consideration, stashes them in his pocket. He goes to leave.
Parkman!
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Claire arrives home and tosses her bag onto the floor.
To survive in this world, we hold close to us those people on whom we depend. We trust in them our hopes, our fears.
Go away, you!
Mom, what's going on?
This mangy thing came at me out of nowhere. I think it has rabies. Go away! Scat!
Mom, this is your dog, Mr. Muggles. You love him.
I don't have a dog. I don't know any Mr. Muggles. And I don't know you.
Sandra walks off, leaving Claire holding Mr. Muggles.
Where do we run when the things we believe in vanish before our eyes?
It's done.
Jessica's on her mobile.
Micah, did I get another package?
Yeah, it's in your bedroom.
Thanks. Opening it now.
When all seems lost, the future unknowable, our very existence in peril.
Yeah, I remember him. Not a problem. Consider it done.
All we can do is run.
There's a photo of Nathan in Jessica's envelope. To be continued.
Next on BBC Two, as heroes go head to head, meet the daring stuntmen in Heroes Unmasked. And why not become Matt and use your mind-reading ability to escape an ambush with the new Matt game at bbc.co.uk/heroes.